Talk from the Pew to Pastor Rogers, New Bethlehem, and all listeners. Good evening. My name is Rosalie Taylor, and I will be talking about the seventh fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23, which is faith. Faith, what is it? Hebrews 11:1 states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The 11th chapter of Hebrews is called the faith chapter of the Bible because it lists a great crowd of witnesses that stepped out, acted on, and accomplished many things by their faith in God. Hebrews 11:3 states, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed, prepared by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Faith, it sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. There is no life without faith. Hebrews 11:6 states, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Believing in God ultimately takes great faith, and having that faith is pleasing him. Faith is an action, and every action must have an object to receive the action. God is the object of our faith. Everything we do, it is by faith. When we drive our cars, catch a bus or train, get out of bed each day, we are acting in faith. We have faith that the mailman will deliver our letters and mail when we put them in the mailbox or post office. When we sit in a chair, we have faith that it doesn't break. Faith is something we cannot see. Faith is putting all our trust in God, in assurance that he can accomplish with our weak help the things which we could never achieve for him alone. And it is one of the greatest gifts. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Charity is love. God is love. God wants us to grow in him. Growing in God means growing from faith to faith. Romans 1:17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith," which means getting to know God more today than yesterday. Here are ways we can grow stronger in our faith daily. Through hearing the word of God, it starts by hearing. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17, "Hearing God's word alters the way we think and view the world." We must study, read, and memorize the word of God, the Bible. Then we will see things from God's viewpoint. We must believe God's word. After hearing the word, we must believe it. After reading the word, we should hesitate to believe it and not doubt his word. All things are possible with God when we believe that God can do it. We must grow in faith. We grow in faith by surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. As we yield our lives to the Lord, we grow in grace. We have a fellowship with Jesus by spending time in prayer, Bible study, and meditating on his word. As our faith develops, the more we will become Christ-like in our faith. As we grow in our faith, we understand that a growing faith is an obedient faith. We will obey God and do what He wants us to do in our relationship with Him. He has a plan for our lives. We must hold fast to our faith. 2 Timothy 1:13 says, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Keeping the faith in God requires a love of truth and a commitment of God's word. Our faith will be challenged as we face the temptations and trials of life. Reverend Charles Jenkins wrote a song titled, "Keep the Faith." It begins with the question is, we are standing at the crossroads, what do we do? When our focus is in the road, what do we do? When the world is on our shoulders, what do we do? When your back is up against the wall, what do? Hold on, keep the faith, etc. When you're alone, when there's nowhere else to go, where do you turn? Where do you go? You are in the Master's hand, and the Master has a plan. Hold on, keep the faith. Gone out before you, He is working it out for you. Trust God. Victory is yours. It is ours. Keep the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7-8 states, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearance." An acronym for faith and what it stands for. Number one, F, stands for forsaking. Number two, all, A for all. Number three, I, which is in. Number four, T, taking. Number five, Him. Forsaking all and taking Him is faith. Thank you so much.